This podcast of Strange Brain Radio is a production of Storm Foundry Studios. I'm your host, Rusty Bender, and I'm fond of pretentious opening statements that nobody pays attention to. I debated for a while whether or not to read this story. The content is a little disturbing. So if you're the kind of person that's easily offended, perhaps it'd be best if you avoided this episode. However, for those of you with a bit more fortitude, I give you the story of Little Johnny Miscreant. Cautionary tale. Little Johnny Miscreant was always getting into mischief. He ran around the house all day long, knocking over things with his frantically flailing arms while he shouted, "Look at me, I'm a tornado!" Now, Little Johnny's parents were a modern-minded couple who didn't believe in spanking. They were constantly admonishing Little Johnny, "No, no, calm down, Johnny, or you'll get a timeout." But Little Johnny would only pause for a second before he would continue his cyclonic destruction with renewed vigor, shouting, "Look at me, I'm the Tasmanian devil!" Finally one day, Little Johnny's father told him,
"If you don't calm down, I'm gonna let the thing in the basement who eats little bad boys come and get you."
But Little Johnny Miscreant just looked at his father and laughed. He knew there is no thing in the basement. The next day, Little Johnny was spinning around the breakfast table shouting, "Look at me! I'm the raging Maelstrom Charybdis!" when he knocked his father's hot coffee into his lap. Shrieking, Johnny's father jumped up and improvised a lively, though caffeinated version of the river dance. After the family jewels had cooled, Johnny's father glared at Little Johnny as he slowly walked to the basement door and descended into the darkness. Little Johnny didn't believe in the thing. His dad was just trying to scare him. But he was curious, too. What was his father going to do? Suddenly, Little Johnny heard a terrible moan come from beyond the basement door, and the dreadful thump and drag of something slowly lumbering up the stairs. Little Johnny's eyes widened. Was there really a basement thing? The thing on the stairs took a horribly long time to reach the basement door. As Johnny watched in silent terror, the knob began to turn. Slowly, painfully slowly, the door opened, and the thing stepped out. The thing was wearing Johnny's father's coffee-stained clothes and a ski mask. The thing peered menacingly at Little Johnny as he spoke in a low, gravelly voice,
"Look at me! I'm a psychotic killer!"
Little Johnny bolted for the hallway, hoping to hide in his room and lock the thing out. But when Johnny tried his door, it was locked. He tried his parents' door, but that was locked too. The bathroom, the spare room, they were all locked. Thump, scrape, thump, scrape, thump, scrape. The thing limped through the kitchen and into the hallway. Johnny had nowhere to run. The thing laughed as it raised its arm to show Johnny a long, curved blade. Little Johnny shrank into the doorframe. The thing staggered toward Johnny, dragging its foot while foam giggled from its mouth. When it reached Little Johnny, it raised the wicked blade. Little Johnny's scream was interrupted by a meaty thunk and the vrk, 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 as several crimson gouts escaped Johnny's severed carotid artery, coating the walls and clashing horribly with Mrs. Miscreant's starry night print. Mr. Miscreant gathered up Little Johnny's remains and buried them under the old elm in the backyard around 2 a.m. The following morning, Mrs. Miscreant took Mr. Miscreant to get a vasectomy. Before I leave you today, I'd just like to give a shout-out to Noir Man, the producer of Podcast Tuner, a podcast aggregator for the Macintosh. It's really excellent. It's the one I use. You guys got to check it out. Works really good if you're using an iPod Shuffle, and you can get it at podcasttuner.com. I'd also like you to listen to a promo for Trucker Tom. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to contact me at strangebrain@gmail.com.
Come on along and sit shotgun with me while I travel across the USA in a big rig. We'll talk about the trucking industry, podcasting, current events, and you can be sure I'll tell it like it is. So come on, get in, I've got a load to deliver. just go to truckerphoto.blogspot.com for Trucker Tom's podcast. You never know what will happen from one show to the next. From interviews, I have on the line with me Rob Koslow. Rob has two CDs, wonderful solo piano music. And I was reading on your website there that you started taking piano lessons when you were five.
I used to add either new beginnings or new ends to the pieces I play, recitals.
Yeah.
And that girl is my teacher, and that's a little bit sometimes, but she finally got used to it. And that's where it all began.
To me, wandering around in Denver, Colorado, on foot, waiting for a bus that never came after watching the new Star Wars movie. I got out of the movie, and a couple of people, and they said, well, the buses run until 1 a.m. You should just stand on the opposite side of where they let you out at, where the bus lets you out for Aurora Mall. Okay, so I stood there for probably about an hour, and I kept seeing all these buses going the other way, not the way I wanted to go, or the way I think I want to go. And so here I am, kind of stranded, and I'm not even really sure where I'm at. Ordinarily, I would call a cab. However, since I'm bad about never carrying money, guess what? I don't know that I've got enough money for a cab fare. Jiminy Christmas. What a nightmare. Catch Trucker Tom's podcast, that's me, at truckerphoto.blogspot.com.